And from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation. We've been studying this for quite some time now. Yesterday, we went through the three angels. The three angels saw another angel flying high overhead. Everlasting good news to announce to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. He said in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, for this his time has come, and set in judgment. Worship him who made heaven and earth and sea and springs of water." A second angel followed, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, that made all nations drink the wine of her licentious passion." Now, these three angels, we're going to see in the latter times, we're going to see supernatural things more and more as the time goes on. Now, angels are going to make announcements. Now, the announcements that they're going to make will be, I don't know if it'll be from the sky or exactly how they're going to do it, but angels will be announcing, making some announcements in the latter times. And this first angel, high overhead, with good news, announcing to the ones on the earth and to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying in a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory." Can you imagine? As you're walking in the park, you're walking your dog or whatever, and all of a sudden, you see an angel, and he's making an announcement. This is exactly what's going to take place. An announcement, and the angel, I don't know what it's going to look like, whether he's going to be flying or who knows exactly what, but be on the lookout, because this is exactly what's going to happen. Angels are going to make announcements, and fear God, give him glory, for his time has come to set in judgment. Jesus is going to set in judgment, and he's going to be judging the world. If you can imagine. Fallen, fallen is Babylon. Now, this is going to fall in 1 hour. It could be a financial system. Could be a financial system that is going to fall. And the perhaps the money is worthless. Not going to be worth anything. It's something that has not materialized as of yet, but it will. Very soon, we're going to be seeing it. And it's going to be something that all of us, perhaps, an angel has a way of announcing to the entire world that what exactly is going to take place. We don't know how, but it's going to be interesting, to say the least. And get ready. Look up, for your redemption draws nigh. The second angel followed, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great." That's one where financial system that we're, or the political system, that one of the two is going to be fallen. And this is something that it says an angel will be. Now, is it going to be a messenger or a group of messengers? This, again, I'm saying leave yourself open, because it could be a messenger or a group of messengers. The nations, fallen as Babylon, who made all the nations drink of her wine. This could be the those that have fallen into the Antichrist system, taken the mark of the beast, or the mark, the seal of Satan, actually, the seal of Satan. As people, Christians, take the seal of God, the seal of the Holy Ghost, they have taken the seal of the devil. That's what it amounts to, the seal of the devil. And this is what we're learning every day, that people, for some strange reason, they fall into this trap of being sucked in, and the devil seals them, and he seals them with his spirit, or whatever you want to call it, his spirit or his demonic angels that have taken over the people. They take over, they get possessed, and they agree with everything that the Antichrist system is suggesting. Now, the Antichrist system suggests that you give your full allegiance to him, and this full allegiance is paid for giving your soul away, actually. Your soul and everything that has to do with your soul and your spirit and your body. And this is something that we learn, that he does this over and over and over again. How is there so much agreement in the on the left? When abortion comes up, when transgender comes up, when these different things that are out of the pit of hell, how do they get so much agreement on abortion and on transgender and on the gay lifestyle, for instance, and all of these different things? How in the world do they get so much agreement on these things? You ever wonder that? It's a ceiling. It's a ceiling of the spirit of the devil. It's taking the mark. That's how, and I think now I'm beginning to think that the taking of the mark is simply taking or agreeing with Satan, actually. Agreeing with the evil one. Agreeing with his nature. Taking on his nature. Taking on his spirit, taking on, and this is why we get so many people. There's forming the body of the Antichrist, actually the body of Satan, because he's demonstrated over and over again that he does the same thing and imitates God. He imitates God. And the triune God of spirit, soul, and body is the same in the devil. He does the same thing. He has his spirit, he has his body, and he has Satan himself. So he's forming his body on earth, forming his body and making his body together, putting his body together, and we see it every day coming together. And the worship him, and he is desiring to be worshipped, actually. I guess this is one of the attributes that Satan has. He wants to be worshipped as God. And he declares himself as God. And this is what got him in trouble. This is how he fell. He's trying to be God. And he's going to try to be God on up to the day that he's thrown into the lake of fire. And it just amazes me how this devil would like to be God, but he knows. Doesn't he know that he's not God? And he'll never be God? There's only one God. But evidently, there's enough pride in this Lucifer to deceive himself. And God gave him the free will, as he gives each and every one of us, to the point where he can make the decision to be prideful if he wants to be prideful, and if he wants to fall with a third of the angels, which he did. And we realize now that the angels were created exactly the same way as we people with flesh and bone here on earth. And getting back to these three angels, the announcements they make, a third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, "Anyone who worships the beast or its image," this is Lucifer, Satan, "or accepts a mark in the hand of the forehead in agreement," in other words, agrees with the Satan himself, "will also drink of the wine of God's fury, poured out in full strength into a cup of wrath, and will be tormented in burning sulfur before the holy angels and before the Lamb. The smoke of the fire that torments them will rise up forever and ever, and there will be no relief day or night for those who worship the beast, the image, or the mark of his name." Here's what sustains the holy ones who keeps God's commandment in their faith in Jesus. "I heard a voice in heaven say, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, said the Spirit, let them find rest from their labors, for their works accompany them." In other words, they did not agree with Satan. They did not go with him. They did not place their hand upon that voting block and vote for Satan's agenda. They came against it. They did not agree. You know, except to agree, they can't walk together. That's why if you agree with Satan, then you do what Satan wants you to do. And you act like he wants you to act. Because his spirit and his nature is within you. And that's the that is the born again of the evil instead of born again experience of the Spirit of God. There's two born again experiences, folks. One is being born again of Satan. One is being born again of Satan, of the devil himself. And one is born again of Jesus Christ, the born again experience of God. The nature of God goes within you, and the nature of God nature of the devil goes in the other. And there's two different natures. And that's what separates us from the evil one. Well, that's our time for today. If you'd liked our study, go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us a message. Let us know you're listening. Call us at 928-368-6766 and let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.